Sports with All Balls fans, it's Aaron Foley. I've got some exciting news. Do you want to hear your name on air? I mean, come on, who doesn't? Go on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review telling us what you love about the show, and I'll read it on air. It's that simple. Go do it now.
Melissa Gilbert from Little House on the Prairie is running for Congress in Michigan. Ah, why not? Tigress fans rejoice. Miggy Cabrera is on his way back. And Mary Agnes, Kathleen Waters Foley, is going to start a quarterback for the New York Jets. This is Sports Without Balls.
Holy cow! A perfect score. 10.2.
He had to the 2-0, now the 2-1. Why is
it? Hello again, everyone. This is
Sports Without Balls. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Hey, you guys. You guys, Sports Without Balls, fans, friends, family, episode 99! 99! What? Oh my lord, 22 more than episode 72. We are one episode away from accomplishing, I think, all my dreams. We have such a fantastic episode today. Repeat offender, stand-up comic. She could see her in the second hour of the first episode of Last Comic Standing on NBC. Rhea Butcher!
Hello!
Hello.
Yay! Congrats on your Wild Thing episode.
Yeah.
I can't think of his name. Major League reference, that's all I got.
Yes.
I can't think of his name. Wild Thing. 99.
Charlie Sheen?
Yeah, thank you, Rick Vaughn.
Rick Vaughn.
Thank you.
We got Aaron in the booth, All Things Comedy booth, chirping in with really good baseball intel, and we'll let it slide because he is a Cardinals fan, but that's okay. That's okay. Thank you, Aaron. Thanks to All Things Comedy. Go to allthingscomedy.com. Support this amazing organization because it supports comics, and we need all the help we can get. Not really. We're wonderful. But there's soft gray t-shirts, there's stand-up comedy, there's podcasting. So shout out to allthingscomedy.com. We're going to do like a little, probably a little baseball State of the Union. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk about women playing baseball.
Beautiful.
And our teams, as we speak, now we're recording this the week of, what are we on? I don't know. Pick a date.
I think it's the 11th.
The 11th. This was going to air next week because tomorrow morning I'm doing some shows on a big gay cruise, Atlantis Events cruise. Rome, Greece, Turkey makes up for every shit gig I've ever had. I'm going to drink and dance my way through the Mediterranean. So this will air next week. But right now, as we're recording, our teams are playing each other.
Our teams are currently playing in Cleveland.
In Cleveland. The Cleveland Indians. I'll always have a soft spot for everything Cleveland. remind me to tell you the Cleveland thing. I'll tell you right now.
Yeah, tell me the Cleveland thing.
Cleveland is winning 1-0, and my pitcher, Severino, by the way, I didn't tell you the mistake I made. I won't dwell on it because everyone's heard this probably for a couple podcasts in a row. I made one accidental error. I dropped, I was picking up Severino, our little like hot Yankees future hot trot pitcher, and I dropped Eovaldi.
You're talking about fantasy.
This
stuff,
is my peaches, my Rockford peaches.
Which, by the way, I just bought myself an actual Rockford peaches hat. And I was going to bring it and show it to you, and I forgot. I'll show it to you on my Instagram.
Why don't I have any Rockford Peaches cards?
I don't know. Ideal Cap Company makes, like, they make all a bunch of semi-pro. They're all wool hats, so it's, like, old-timey style. But they make the Simpsons Springfield Isotopes also. So they have, like...
And it's called Ideal Cap.
Ideal Cap
should sponsor this podcast,
yeah, they
for
should.
The love of
Ideal
God.
Cap should just sponsor me.
Yes.
I really enjoyed it. Best $55 I ever spent on a hat. But it also kind of looks like a Mario and Luigi hat.
Oh, that's kind of fun.
It's also cool because it's got an R, so like it just looks like I'm trying to be in a video game.
Well, I want peaches all over that effing hat.
Yeah.
I want actual peaches.
Actual peaches. Well, they didn't use packing peanuts. They used packing peaches.
Oh, good.
So.
Good. Nice slimy package job.
Yeah, I'm all bruised up.
All right, so
anyway, sorry, I interrupted because you were saying picking up and dropping, and I thought you were physically picking them up and dropping.
Physically picking up and dropping. I think I told you this last time you were on that I had, like, the world's greatest experience in Cleveland last summer. I was performing, and it was also the gay games.
Oh, yeah.
And it was just, the whole thing was so fantastic. Totally fell in love with Cleveland. Also, my sister's ex-boyfriend came from Cleveland, so, you know, what was it, 97? We were, like, all in with the Indians. And if the Indians ever made it, and they will, they've got their building. Totally be an Indians fan. Also, just made from Major League, the movie.
Sure.
You know, come on. There's so many examples to be an Indians fan.
Yeah, so many
fan.
Examples.
Also, Michael Brantley is a peach.
Yep.
So,
I'm a big Lonnie Chisenhall fan.
Yes.
I just like that guy.
Yeah.
He played third. Big third baseman fan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
But Carrasco is a really great pitcher.
There, you
like
guys
what
have
he's doing out there.
You guys have seriously some raw talent,
yeah.
as they say.
And then those two new trades that they just picked up after the deadline.
Yeah.
I like how fancy. I'm like getting back into it. I'm using it all. I can't even remember their names, like Almonte and Ryan Johnson or
sure.
Kurt Johnson or something.
Let's say yes.
They like both hit home
Carol!
Runs.
Carol! Get up. Stop taking your nap. And look up these Indians players. Carol, by the way, off the sauce, has a new bob.
Oh,
really
congrats.
Doing well this summer.
That's great.
Yeah.
Congrats,
she's taking
Carol.
A nap because I think she might be doing drugs.
Yeah.
But
well,
she's not drinking.
Yeah, but that's good.
One at a time.
One at a time. One day at a time.
Got to lower the bar. Anyway, the whole point of this is during the Golden State Warriors Cleveland Cavaliers series.
Don't remind me.
No, it's a good thing because you guys are going to win it all next year. I've been, you know, such a Stephen Curry fan for so long that I went on air saying it was hard for me because I love the city of Cleveland, but I was rooting simultaneously for the city of Cleveland and the Warriors, and I was like, I want the Warriors to win, but if the Warriors win, I am going to be all in and be a Cavs fan. And I'm not a LeBron fan.
Yeah,
but
just like forever?
All in. No, no, next season.
For next season.
Next season. No, next season.
Don't do that to yourself.
Next season, I'm all in with the Cavaliers.
Yeah.
So that's it. I'm really going to honestly root for them.
All in Clee.
All in Clee. Wow.
That's
is that like O-H-I-O?
Yeah.
Is that all in? All in Clee.
Ollie, Ollie, all in Clee.
Wait. So tell us about the baseball league so far. Has it been a fun summer?
It's been a fun summer. It was really hot last week, and I had an actual meltdown because we're supposed to be playing nine, and then some events happened in the middle of the season that we're like, okay, this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna have umpires, and we're only playing seven, and all you know,
seven innings or nine
seven innings.
Innings.
Okay. And then nobody did it at all. It just went back to, like, just self-umping and then nine innings.
Okay.
So then we were playing last week, and it was super hot. And I can never get myself off the field. I can't stop playing.
Yeah.
If we're still playing, like, I'm going to play. I can't. I just don't want to stop playing. And I should have because it was way too hot. I was wearing a wool hat. All that business, like a real hat, which was not a good idea. And then at the end of the game, I mean, we were winning by four. So we were totally winning. And then this gal hits, like, the slowest grounder to the left of the pitcher, like, right to me. But I think he's going to get it. Then I realize he's not getting it. So I, like, charge it. Everybody's yelling at me, hold it, hold it, hold it. I'm like, all right. So I pick it up. And then I see that she's only halfway to first base. And I'm like, I realize, but I'm hot, so I can't. I'm, like, moving slowly. Then everybody's like, throw it, throw it, throw it, like, yelling at me. So then I overthrow it. And I was just like, that's it. I'm done. I just, like, threw everything down and, like, went in the dugout and spit and, like, threw my shit.
Oh, my God.
And, like, took my shoes off. And then, like, our manager guy that was pitching, like, grabbed my mitt and then went to third. And then somebody hit a line drive right to him. And the whole game, I was like, somebody hit me a line drive. I'm going to catch it. Just hit it to me. And then he gets in next play, right to him, line drive. But I've been really enjoying it.
Okay.
I know it sounds like I'm
wait,
not.
No,
but
I have some meltdown questions.
Uh-huh.
It was just the heat. The heat got
it
to
was,
you?
It was the heat, and then I, like, it doesn't matter how well I'm playing. Like, if I am having a great game,
and
then I make one mistake.
Yeah.
Then I want to die.
All right, so you're
It was like both of those. I was so hot, and then it just made that rise really quickly.
Yeah.
Like, it didn't matter. We were going to win. They didn't catch up. We ended up winning. It was fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just, like, everything, like a windshield wiper went through my head and was like, you're done. just, like,
I
flopped everything out of my skull, and I was
just,
like, ah!
I just like that you just were like, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if I've ever had, like, a meltdown, like another, like, where you left. Obviously, you would have stayed in if it wasn't, like, a rec league.
Right. If it
you know what I mean?
If I
like,
was a professional baseball player, I probably would have
you probably would have
stuck
stayed
it
in.
Out. I feel like I maybe would have had,
your
you know,
own
like,
salary.
Water. And, yeah, if I was making money. And
give her a chicken sandwich and a water. This is ridiculous. I just like that he just like imploded.
I just totally
first of all,
imploded.
No one. That's a really first of all, third base is by far like one of the hardest positions. It's like the hot corner. Yep. You don't have time to think.
Nope.
And for someone to scream out, hold the ball, while she's, you know, halfway up the,
right.
That's.
They were all really hot, too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like everybody, like, we're trying to help each other out. But at the same time, it's like, the person telling me to hold it was facing me, which means they were not looking at first base.
Yeah.
And, like, so, yeah, sometimes, because it's guys and women, and the guys on my team are really great. They're very supportive. But they also, I think it's just ingrained in guys, in their minds, that they're like, well, she doesn't know what to do. I got to tell her what to do. I'll tell her what to do.
Oh,
and they
God.
Can easily tell women what to do, not so much as they tell guys what to do.
No,
I don't
a
think
guy could never tell another guy to hold the ball.
No,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Sucker punch him.
Exactly. I mean, it was like, because we, you know, it's like calling it. Like, I got it, whatever. Or like, it's, I don't know, just like calling to each other. But sometimes I feel like they do it more to the women than. And this is guys in general. I'm not saying that.
Oh,
I'm not trying
to
kick the guys on my team under, because they're really great and really supportive.
Yeah. No, I mean, obviously, like.
They let me play third the whole game. So, like, they have me play third every game the whole game. So, like, they're very supportive of me playing. So, I don't want to totally throw them away.
Well, no, it is. It's just sort of the nature of the beast. So, when you had your meltdown and you went, I find this so funny. When you went into the dugout, there was a body to replace you, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there was
and then,
one, thankfully.
There was one. And then you were in the dugout and cooled off, as they say.
Yeah.
And then
I, like,
just got your shit together.
I threw my hat, too, and I, like, cut.
Well, it was wool.
Yeah, it was wool. I, like, threw it and, like, cut the bill a little bit and, like, kind of wrecked it and stuff. And then I was, like, mad at myself.
It's like Tom Hanks in League of Their Own.
Yeah, sometimes you just got to throw a fit.
No, yeah.
I couldn't take it anymore.
The one time, I think we might have said this last time, but the one time I was playing softball with these ladies a couple months ago, I was just like, oh, everyone was so chill and it was great. And then I got real competitive.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I was pitching. By the third inning, I was like, we're going to win this game.
Yeah.
And and then it was like bad news bears in the outfield.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I was like, I can't. Like, because
you got too competitive and then people weren't.
Then I'm like, this is basic pop-up season.
You know what I mean?
Like, this is. And then the one where I just was like, I love everybody on this team, but like, I'm not going to be able to do this is. It was like a screaming liner back to me, hit that off the top of my glove. I was reaching out. I dove on
the
ground.
As the pitcher,
underhand little baby underhand flip to the first baseman, and it hit off her forehead.
Oh, God.
It hit off her forehead. And then I am on the ground. Was it a great play? Yeah, it was a great play.
Yeah.
And everyone rushes over. Are you
to
all
her.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh,
I gotta get out of this.
You know what? I gotta get my lineup in for my own peaches. I have eight jobs. Like this is so. I got a little.
I understand.
I got a little competitive.
I've gotten super into it.
Yeah, it's
like,
just
way too into
all
it.
Your like. You know, I haven't played competitive sports in a long time, but you go right. It goes
it
right back.
It comes
right back.
Right back where I'm just right like back. Talking to myself, like, shut up! I don't want to hear it. I know what I'm doing. Shut your mouth.
Yeah.
Like
I have like a flashback of. Playing kickball when I was like in fifth grade, and if they made two boys the captains, it would just be
like
they wouldn't pick any girls, right?
Yeah.
So they'd pick a girl, or no, that's what they would. Sometimes they would do two girls, right? And so it would be me, and I was like half a girl, half a dude, and I and it would be like Sharon, and I'd go over to Sharon and I'd go, you know what? I'll give you the ball first if I can pick first, right? And give me the ball first and kickball. It's like, who the F? And they go, oh, that'd be great. And I'd be like, you're a sucker. And then I would pick the world's greatest player,
of course.
Whoever it was. And so that's how. And then, of course, like she'd go, Cindy. And I go, Mike. And Sharon.
Dave.
I would take 10 dudes. She'd, you know, pick everyone she'd like to eat lunch with.
Right.
And we would kill.
Just like, literally, just balls off of heads. Yeah.
I was like, all right, guys, I want to see some dead bodies on this field. what, Aaron? You're taking it too serious? I don't know.
This is gym class.
Like, I literally was like, it just, when the softball popped off her forehead, I literally was like, I don't even,
Yeah.
It took me right back to fifth grade where I was like, oh, no, no, no. All right, let's do nerdy baseball.
Well, I was going to say, because I've only complained this last game.
Yeah.
I stopped some screaming ground balls down the line because we played like the best team in our league and we held them scoreless for 2 innings and they were the best team in the league. They don't have any women on their team.
Isn't that illegal?
No. Because this is just like a rec league that's like totally independent, has no rules.
But
all the other teams are like, you know, for fun. And this one is like, they're like 80s villains. Like, everybody wants to beat them. We were short so many people. We didn't even have a catcher. Like, a guy that plays outfield was our catcher this week. And, like, it's baseball. So it's hardball baseball.
Wow.
It's full-on baseball. And, I mean, these are huge dudes.
Aren't you scared that you're going to get, like, your head ripped off at third base?
No.
Jesus.
I stopped one. The first one, they ripped down the line. And it, like, because also the field is really... It's a like a little league high school field, and it's not really well taken care of because of the drought and all that stuff. But you can like hear the cement underneath it. Wow. You also can't judge the hops. Like there's no like the same ball hit to the same place will go different directions. Like it's just a crazy field. And so he screamed one down the line, and it bounced up to my chest. And I got my glove up just in time, and it hit the heel of my glove. Otherwise, it would have hit me directly in the heart. And I was like, all right, you got to be on these. And then I caught the next three.
Oh, my God,
like, they
that's
ripped
awesome.
Them down the line. I threw the one guy out.
So exciting.
The other dudes were like, well, if she can throw, then they beat out my
You're
throws.
A peach.
But like,
you're a peach.
Yeah.
You're on the peaches now.
And that team is the team that's always like, if I get hurt or, like, hit. Like, I got hit by 2 pitches yesterday. That's the first time I've been hit by a pitch in this whole league because I can get out of the way. And they are always like, oh, are you okay? You okay? Are you all right? Like, they love to play that game with me where I'm just like, I'm all right. You can calm it down.
How fast are the speeds?
I mean, typically people are pitching at, like, 40 or 50.
Yeah.
But they did put a guy in later in the game, and he should not have been pitching. He was pitching, like, at least 70.
I mean, this is
crazy. And that
was
when I got hit, and he almost hit my elbow. And I, like, couldn't get out of the way fast enough. That's how fast he was pitching.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This is... I honestly, like, I love to play, but this is terrifying. Like,
I
feel like I was like, I'm gonna get killed.
Yeah,
I play in several slow pitch softball leagues. I would never play baseball. No, I can't do it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love it.
Yeah. No,
I've tried to play softball and I can't. Like, I have a hard time throwing. I don't know how to throw it.
Honestly, when I got up at bat, I love to pitch. Right.
Yeah.
So the pitching was super fun, and then they're like, you know, and just because I'm athletic and they saw me pitch, they're like, you start a bat, you bat first, and I was like, you're going to regret that decision. Although no one could hit, so it didn't even matter.
Yeah.
But I cannot hit a moon ball. Like, I hate, like, I love batting cages. Like, I love just, like, that slow pitch, man. It has plagued me forever.
Tilting your head up and waiting for it to come back down before you.
Oh, it's the worst. It's the worst.
Yeah. I have gotten better at hitting in this league, though. I've always been terrible. I can't keep my head down.
Well,
I always draw my shoulder.
It's very difficult. Indians score in the bottom of the second, lead the Yankees 2-0.
Sorry.
Severino, get your shit together. You're 20. I could be his mother. I feel like there's been, first of all, the trades in the last couple weeks have been insane. I did not see David Price and Tulowinski going to the Blue Jays. That, to me, was insane. And you know who I fear the most? Probably still the fucking Cardinals. But because they just always win. I don't want to deal with the Blue Jays. I got a real bad taste in my mouth for the Blue Jays.
You don't like the Blue Jays?
No, I don't. I like Toronto. I like their map. I like the colors.
I grew up a Braves fan, and when they beat the Braves, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they beat the Braves. When Joe Carter hit that home run, I was so bummed.
That was off the Phillies. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I appreciate it. My bad.
Carol lowers her voice and gets right in
gets
there.
Those facts in there. Hey, I'm old. I had a meltdown last week. I can't remember everything. Well, then I did love when Joe Carter hit that home run because I hate the Phillies.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, I like the Phillies now because they're not the same Phillies, but...
You know, I went to Toronto. I was doing shows in Toronto last month, and I went to a Blue Jays game, and I think it would have been a different experience. And I'm glad I went because I just love going to every ballpark, and I'd never been to Toronto ballpark before. But it was rainy, and the dome was closed, and I was like, it felt like, you know, it was like plastic. And I was just like, nah, glad I went. love the city of Toronto, but
domes.
I just, you know what it is also, and I love Canada, but I'm still gonna say it. Like, I don't want a fucking Canadian team beating my team. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want to, like, the Raptors and the NBA and the Blue Jays. I'm like, ugh.
The Vancouver Grizzlies don't exist anymore, right? Is it the?
Or they moved to Memphis.
Oh, right. Yeah. Nothing makes sense to me anymore.
I just like, I'll give you Tampa Bay. I'll even get the Red Sox because it's like a legitimate, like, it just feels like, I don't know. I don't like it. And I don't like that Bautista, there's no way he just all of a sudden comes out of nowhere and he's hitting 80 home runs a year. That's not a correct stat. Yeah. But I'm just saying.
No, that was against the Phillies.
I don't like them. And you know who's going to win? Probably the Blue Jays. That whole division, I fear Blue Jays.
Nobody wants to win it, and the Blue Jays prove they do.
Yeah. Well, I think the Yanks want to win it, but I can't believe, like, everyone's like, oh, you're doing well, you're in first place. I'm like, it's a bunch of smoke and mirrors. The Yankees have been smoking mirrors since day one. You know, we've got some legitimate threats, and I think we're gonna go under pretty quickly. I think we're gonna start tanking big time.
Then you have the wild card, right?
Yeah, I mean, maybe we'll make the wild card. You know what I mean? I mean, there's a legitimate chance to make a wild card.
Worried about the Angels also.
God, I can't stand the Angels.
I went to that ballpark to see Cleveland play them and got there and I was like, well, this is a nice park. And then they started playing their music, which is Trains Calling All You Angels. And I was like, this is the worst song for a team.
It's the worst.
Please turn this off.
I don't know if there's, the Miami ballpark, the Arizona ballpark, and I would say the Angels ballpark are three of the shit. It's a crap holes.
Yeah.
I mean, fireworks, there's a Disney ride. I'm like, what? Rally monkeys.
Yeah, Arizona, I didn't realize they had a pool out there. And I was like, I was so angry that my girlfriend, Cameron Esposito, was like, you need to calm down. Please stop talking like that. Because I was so angry that there's a pool in the outfield. I was like, this is not what the game is supposed to be about. This is bullshit.
Well, Miami's got the fish tank.
Miami's got the fish tank.
Along the wall.
That's why I was like, Miami's probably the worst. Yeah. But, and I can't even repeat the story because it makes me too angry. And I've probably said it three times in 100 episodes. But I got into a screaming match in Burbank Airport with an Arizona Diamondback fan. And I kept screaming out. He was so obnoxious. And he literally... Like, there's one thing to a Yankee fan you cannot bring up. By the way, I was having a veggie burger. And it was, you know, game seven. It was because of 9/11. So you can discuss anything, but you cannot discuss game seven.
Right.
You can't discuss it. Otherwise, you're just like a fucking dick.
Yeah,
you know? In the Burbank airport, whatever, I'm saying the story again. I'll just make it real quick. He started with me, whatever. But then my girlfriend at the time was restraining me because I got so riled up, trying to get me on the plane, and I kept screaming out, you have a swimming pool in your fucking outfield. Your colors are teal and purple. Like, I was losing my mind. I just kept saying, like, you know, you have a swimming pool.
You're named after a snake.
It was just like, so I hit the Diamondbacks.
I don't like the Yankees. I just am, like,
well,
an anti.
No, most people don't.
I also appreciate the Yankees because they're baseball. But, like, at the same time, I'm like, oh, I hate the Yankees. But I do not hate the Yankees in the 2001 World Series.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say that.
Yeah.
I would never.
I mean, everyone. We had our only amount of love. Oh, good. Aaron's giving me a stink eye. I guess he doesn't like America. I guess Aaron would rather live in a world
on
with
the West Coast.
Okay, all right. I'll give you that. I wasn't going down a slippery slope anyway. Yanks, listen. I am a baseball fan in front of being a Yankees fan. I don't need them to win every year. Like, when they kept winning, I was like, okay, literally.
Sure.
I was like, enough. It's bad for baseball.
Yeah, it's not great.
I
hate the Giants, too.
Yeah. Yeah, and now I'm over the Giants. I was rooting for Kansas City. I was heartbroken.
Yeah.
And I like the Giants, but I'm like, enough. Like, enough already. Yes. I would say Royals are like, I think they're a lock.
Did you see Cuerto pitching last night? Oh my God.
Did you see the little kids with the dreadlocks underneath their baseball caps? Oh, my God. It was the cutest thing ever. That dude was lights out, dialed in. I love that team. I'm totally all in with the Royals.
His, like, old-timey mechanics, too, where he, like, basically faces second base before he touches. I, like,
totally,
love that.
Totally,
so he turns completely around, stops, whoop, and then throws it in.
I think this is why, you know, I complain about it pretty much every day, how this fantasy team's taken over my life. And will I have to do it again? I have to do it again because I drafted poorly without knowing any of the rules. So I say this every week. It's so annoying. I'm annoying myself. But what it has done for me is now I just know so many more players.
Sure.
You know, I know so many more teams and players. And, you know, a guy like Cueto, I probably wouldn't, you know, I'd probably basically maybe know his name. And now I'm just like, oh, it just makes... This is the first year, usually by August, and I'm not a preseason NFL fan. We were talking about it on yesterday's podcast. Basically, it's like, you know, their aunts play like half the game. You know what I mean? And you're like, is Manning ever going to go in? But anyway, I'm full on like, I don't even want to hear about football. Like, mm-hmm. I'm so into baseball this season.
I'm super into it.
And now it just feels like it's just getting cooking.
Oh, yeah.
And now I'm all, like, protective of baseball, and now, like, come on, NFL. Like, now it's, like, saturation already.
That's always been, like, baseball's just always been my sport since I was a kid. It was, like, the first sport that I gravitated towards because we just, like, that was the only sport in my household that anybody paid attention to. And so, but in Cleveland, they love the Browns so much, no matter how terrible they are.
Yeah.
People are just like, Browns, rah, rah, rah. They, like, can't wait.
Yeah.
And so it feels like it's even earlier.
Yeah.
It used to be even earlier in Cleveland that people would be like, the Browns are going to have coffee together today. Like, to break into the Indians game and be like, hang on a minute.
Yeah. Johnny Manziel put down his one hitter. Yeah, and now that you've got, you know, Manziel fresh out of rehab, you're never going to hear about the Indians ever again. Let's do this because it'll be a good jumping off point. I sent you the story. I've had this sweet spot for Durham, North Carolina for, you know, probably since Bull Durham, obviously.
Sure. Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
How old were you when you saw that movie for the first time?
I don't know. When was that?
It came out in 88. It was 88. Shot in 87.
Well, I mean, I guess I don't know if I saw it right away.
I think I saw it very early. Like, I saw it at least, like, in 1990.
I honestly don't even know. I guess early 90s. I mean, I just remember really kind of watching it again and again and buying it in the last probably 10 years. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it had, like, you know what I mean? If it was one of those movies where I was super young and I watched it. Well, because I'm not super young. But, I just remember having it. I don't know. I would say in the last 10, 15 years, it probably had more of an impact than when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because I've been now absolutely obsessed with it.
Yeah. I just noticed that it, like, shifted. I love when movies, like, grow up with you.
Yeah.
You see it as a kid, and you're like, oh, I love this.
Yeah.
Because, like, as a kid, I was like, oh, this has a terrible ending. This is a sad ending.
Yeah.
But then, like, as an adult, I'm like, no, this is a great ending. Like, I realized,
so
like,
sweet.
How much better everything is. And, like, it's a, yeah, it's like a sweet love story.
I love everything about it. And
it's
Susan
so
Sarandon,
good.
I could watch her read the phone book, and I'd be like, you're a dream sequence.
She's so good.
I love a ping pong player.
I only want
to play ping pong.
Notice this the last time I watched it recently, and it's my new favorite thing to say at baseball games, hit them where they ain't.
That's awesome.
Such a great line.
I got to watch that movie yet again. That and Field of Dreams. But Field of Dreams, I have to be in a different mood.
Yeah,
like,
you have to set aside some
Field
time.
Field of Dreams is like, wait, what's that knocking? Me in my menstrual hunt. And then I just like, if I'm literally like, I'm like a little bit weepy. I'm like, put in Field of Dreams.
Let's go to the field.
But Bull Durham, it's just, I don't know.
You can pop that on whenever.
I brought that game on
and
anyway.
I played it for my girlfriend for the first time. She'd never seen it before.
So the story, by the way, was just, I just sent it to you for this. It was just, it was this really sweet story. Play Ball Initiative, which is just this initiative that goes around the country, just getting people to play baseball, which is the greatest thing ever. And the reason why I also like this story is I'm so nostalgic for Durham, and because my parents are, which I talk about every week, Mary and Dick Foley, they are obsessed with the Tampa Bay Rays, so much so. I did this story a couple weeks ago, but in a nutshell, I brought them to Yankee Stadium. My parents are native New Yorkers, right? They grew up in New York.
And they're Tampa Bay Rays fans?
And they retired to, dad, Brooklyn Dodgers, mom, New York Giants. So they're not Yankees fans.
Yeah.
They basically just faked it because I was love the Yankees. Brought him to Yankee Stadium. And my mom, I heard my mom go, go Ackley. And he was a Mariner at the time. They were cheering. They were cheering for the other team because it helped the Rays. And I was like, you're native New Yorkers. Stop embarrassing me. Anyway, so they're always mentioning Durham because they have this really sweet thing when a Tampa Bay Rays player isn't doing well. They go, back on the bus. Get him back to Durham. Like they scream out in front of the
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so I sent you this article and I just was like, I just have this thing of like sometimes when... You know, this entertainment industry is so, like, backbreaking. I just want to move to Durham and, like, bag groceries and just, like, watch every game.
It's a really cool town.
So
I went
cool.
there on tour, and, like, there's this awesome, like, lesbian gay bar called the Pinhook, and they gave me a shirt, and I wear it all the time.
That's awesome.
And it's, like, right, there's, like, a Durham Bull right around this
And there's, like, a big brewery. And, like, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
They're, like, revitalizing their downtown, and it's really small.
Did you see a game?
I did not see a game because we were just that we got in and like went to the hotel, changed shirts, and then walked to the venue and then walked back home.
I love when you can walk to the venue. It's the greatest thing ever.
It was pretty great.
That's a dream. So wait, and so you're saying Cameron didn't like baseball, but now
she firmly hated baseball.
Okay,
like football, basketball. She would probably rather watch golf and tennis before baseball.
Wow.
And now I've like made her as she's into it. Because I have a friend lent me his MLB login, so I've been watching tons of games.
Oh, yeah.
Just all day. That's the beauty of being on the West Coast, is that all the East Coast games are just playing all day long.
Every day at 4
beautiful.
O'clock, I watch the Yankees. I've got them on
it's
my
amazing.
Phone.
And then Saturdays, don't even get me started. You're just baseball all day.
I want to get you started. What happens
started.
On Saturdays?
Just watch baseball all day long.
No, it's, you know, it's... I absolutely love the West Coast starting the time. I can't even say times. I was supposed to say time starts. Time starts.
Time stamps.
How early the game starts. I think I am, I need some caffeine. You know, we work every night, right? So I'm working during the day, and I know at 4 o'clock, you know, during baseball season, I put it on the back, on my computer, on my phone, whatever it is. And I can watch a big chunk of the game in that random late afternoon hours.
Yeah.
And then I go to work, and then I'll do stand-up.
Yeah.
And I can catch, you know, most of the game. It's the greatest thing ever.
And then you can come back and sometimes catch the end of the West Coast games.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. But I played Bull Durham for her. We watched it. And she really liked it. I mean, I did have to say, like, just think about it as comedy. And then she got into it. And then she took me to an Indians game in Anaheim, and we took the train there, which was really great.
It's the only way to go.
It's so awesome.
It's the only way to go.
Yeah, got there, and it was all Indians fans on the train, which was really funny, because we were all just kind of weirdly smiling at each other, like, yeah, we're all from the same place, huh? Yeah, uh-huh, yep, because that's the only reason we'd be into this. Like,
yeah.
No, except I met a guy that's from Orange County that was like, oh, yeah, the Indians are my team. I'm like, why?
That's awesome.
He's like, that was my little league team when I started, so I've just... been with them the whole
time. I love it. I love like lifelong.
So, then we went to the game and she was like, I'm really glad we watched that movie. It just humanizes the whole game. I was like, yes. This is like the most humanized game to begin with. And that's what I love about it.
And it's the oldest game.
It's the oldest game.
It's just, there's so many things like, it's sort of like you can, I think, I don't know, for me, baseball is my favorite live event. Like, you know, I watch a gazillion sports, but to go to a baseball game is one of my all-time favorite. It's probably like my favorite sports, you know, event I can go to. Although the Women's World Cup blew my mind.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a heightened crazy event, you know?
That's like saying going to the World Series was one of my favorite events. And like,
but I'll go, you know, I'll book comedy, you know, shows throughout the year. And the first thing I'll do from April, you know, to the end of September is pray that they're at home.
I'll
stay an extra day. I mean, I can't wait to get on a plane Sunday morning. I take like a 7 a.m. I don't care if I get off stage at like 1 a.m. I'm like, get me out.
Stayed
in D.C. an extra day to see the Nationals. Stayed an extra day in Seattle to see the Mariners. Like
this season?
Season.
Oh, wow. How was
I've
that
gotten
Nationals
to a whole
game?
Bunch of... Nationals was great because Bryce Harper did a walk-off home run in the bottom of the ninth, which was, I hadn't been to a walk-off in so long.
Yeah.
The Nationals Park is really interesting. It's literally like whoever the architect was literally kind of shaped it within like you look like you're going into an office building. You literally look like you're going into the office building. You come around the side and there's a ballpark. Like
that's
It's really like carved within the city,
that's
which is
cool.
So cool.
Yeah, that's how it used to be.
Yeah, it was great. It was the Nationals game was super fun. All these ball games, and I was supposed to see Nationals Dodgers last night, but then I had to whatever.
It's a good
work.
Thing you didn't go to that game if you were rooting for the Dodgers.
I haven't been to a Dodgers game yet.
I haven't been.
I live like five minutes from the park.
This Saturday is their Back to the Future night, and I'm out of town.
Oh,
I'm super bummed about it.
But if you go to like, I go to at least one Angels and one Padres game.
I am going to go to a Padres game in September, though.
But take the train again.
Oh,
you
I'm going
can walk.
To. Like Coastliner?
It's so beautiful. Yeah. You go through all these like sleepy beach towns.
Yeah.
So Republicans. And then you end in the glorious San Diego where Aaron hails from.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Petco Park is gorgeous.
I will be there on the 22nd. Cardinals are in town.
Nice.
For the first time on a weekend in a while. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's ballparks are the best.
Yeah, they really
Petco's
are.
Petco's the best.
I kind of, Petco's gorgeous. Oh, my God. I love that ballpark. I was like, if I lived here, I'd be at every single game. I think I'm going to retire to Durham and just and be like, not like the sexy
Annie Savoy.
Annie. I think I'm just going to be like nerdy lesbo.
Sure.
You know, you're dropping your left shoulder, asshole. Yeah. That type of Annie.
Yeah, you're not bending your back on your follow through.
Like, they're not going to wear my panties. Hold on, I just have to throw up.
Rose goes in the front, big guy.
But I will suggest some tips for running hard.
Sure, yeah, run it out.
Run it out, motherfucker. We're down by 8.
I did give one of my teammates, she hit like a really slow grounder, and she just stopped. She didn't even run it out. I was like, you got to run those out. They might drop it. And she was like, okay. So then the next play, she was on first. Somebody hit a pop-up.
Oh, no.
One out.
Oh,
and
no.
She ran it out. I was like, I had said, like, only on first. Only out of the box. Then I realized, like, oh, I need to be more specific than that.
Yeah.
Because now
flash cards.
And I almost said, do you know what tagging up is? But then I just didn't even want to. Like, I don't even want to know if you know
even.
It.
Don't even.
You know, force out, tag it, pop up.
Nope. Bueller. Teams, let's do teams you fear the most. Let's do some playoff predictions. Are the Mets for real? I can't believe I still don't have Syndergaard.
I don't know. I watched them last night playing the Rockies, and they played pretty well.
They're gelling.
Yeah.
Listen, I'd be thrilled if the Mets won.
Should be worried about Houston, I feel like. Have you seen Correa play or Correa?
He's
insane.
Derek Jeter-like.
He's 20 years old.
Those moves are literally vintage 96, 97, 98, 99 Jeter.
Yeah.
When he was in his 20s.
Yeah.
He could jump. Houston, what I love, too, about baseball is through the power of a little bit of cash and some farm club teams, you can, you know, you get surprises. You know, like football, I don't know. It takes a long time to really, like, get back. You know, but baseball, boom. You could have Mets Houston and you'd be like a little bit surprised, you know what I mean? But like, what if it was Mets Houston?
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, I called that back in '86. randomly, that is the last time they won. Isn't that so odd that I randomly say '86? It was '86,
yeah.
Right?
Last time they won, yeah. They were there in 2000.
So crazy. Yeah, Beltran, when you swing at that pitch. Well, you're glad he didn't. Wasn't it Cards Mets?
That was 2006 NLCS, yeah.
Oh, all right. I'll never forgive him for not swinging.
Wainwright curveball.
Woo. You can strike out. You cannot watch that ball into the catcher's glove. Ugh, forget it.
At least go down swinging.
Go down swinging.
Give it a shot.
You can do this. You can just swipe. You can do this.
Throw
it's
your
a,
foot out
It's an
there.
Audio show.
Yeah, you can do this.
I'm doing
Yeah. God, I wish you could see what she was doing.
You guys, it was like a karate kick. You could karate kick at the ball. Don't look at it.
It was a downward swipe.
Don't look at it. I don't want the Giants in the playoffs. I don't think that'll happen. I want Joe Panic back on the field because he's a peach. I picked up Jason Worth. That's another thing about fantasy. You pick up players where you're like, I do not like you, but I'm picking you up.
Yeah.
I was screaming at the TV all of last year going, shave the beard. You haven't hit the ball in 17 games. And he's like that just.
He's a slumpy guy, huh?
He's super slumpy.
Yeah.
But he also can get red hot in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
And I have nothing to lose and everything to gain because I'm 8th now out of 13. I didn't draft well.
I don't understand fantasy teams at all. I feel like that is a thing that if I, like, dipped my toe in the water, I would drown. I would just immediately be like, this is my life now.
I'm going to convince you to do it with me next year. No, honestly, you know why I'm not going to do that? Because I'm your friend. I was like, I can't believe. I blame Jimmy Pardo. We're going to get a quick score. It's still 2-0, bottom of the fourth. I might pick up Pineda. All right. I don't know. Baseball, what do you think? If you were making a prediction, Aaron, right now, who's in the World Series?
I think, and someone stopped me in the grocery store, even said this, I think it's going to be Cardinals Royals.
Yeah.
It's 85. Yeah. A repeat of the 85 World Series.
Yeah.
30 years later.
Thoroughly, I would be behind that pick. The start of the year, Tom Papa, friend of the show, one of my besties, he's in a pool, and I said, you know what? Nationals White Sox. I was a little off. It was this pre-fever, like they had all like, you know, all those like newcomers and the White Sox and like, this is the year. And I was like, AL, they could. And I honestly totally forgot about the Royals because I probably would have said the Royals. Because I was just like kind of scanning through all my, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb and say White Sox.
I mean, they're only 14 and a half back.
The big push, end of the season push from the White Sox. You know, I've since apologized. That's the only thing I could do. I'd love to see Mets Royals. That would be amazing.
I would
do I think
love
it's going to happen? No.
Yeah. But you never know.
You never know.
That's the beauty of October. You
it is.
Really
I
never
can't
know.
Wait. I think I'm going to, it's the best too. It's this thing right now in the NFL where, you know, they're doing mini camps and they're doing, you know, predictions and all this stuff. And no one knows, right? So no one knows anything, right? Within the next 3 weeks, 10 All-Stars will pull their hammies and their knees will explode.
Absolutely.
And so the reporting this early is so obscene that it just makes me laugh. They just talk in, like, the most general sentences. Like, literally, I don't know anything about particular plays. I could tell you maybe three things about the Miami Dolphins, but I could report from their camp and
sure.
go, Sue, you know, had a big contract in the offseason. He's going to do some damage on that defensive line. Offensive line, who knows? And the quarterback, he's got to throw that ball well for them to win. You could say that about every
Absolutely.
Team. Every team. They just say the same
Just beautiful coverage.
I just nailed it.
Just name a player and go, he's here today.
Yeah. He's working hard.
He's got a serious face on.
4x2s or 2x4, you know what I mean.
He didn't blow his index finger off for doing firecrackers.
Yeah.
Hey, let's talk about Ronda Rousey.
Let's talk about Ronda Rousey.
My obsession with this woman has grown. I've been obsessed with her for a couple years, and now I'm about to start stalking her in the gym she works out in Glendale. She works out in Glendale.
Oh, you're kidding
me. In Glendale.
Ooh, you know? Ooh, I just got my TSA pre-check out there. What if I would have gotten my TSA pre at the same place as Ronda Rousey? Oh, my God.
I think we should get an unmarked vehicle. And you and I should do some flybys.
The Ronda Rouser?
I say this every week, but Rebecca Corey just nailed it a long time ago when she said Ronda Rousey should start a bar, open up a bar, and call it Arm Bar. It's my favorite.
Yep.
If Ronda Rousey had a bar in Glendale called Arm Bar, I would be at it every night.
Every day.
I already want to be at a bar every night. Don't tempt me. Okay, so here's...
I didn't realize that she was... Well, okay. I'll wait.
No, no.
You and I just didn't realize that she was 135 pounds.
Yeah.
I thought for sure she was like
186.
Yeah, like 185. Like, whew, that makes me feel real bad about. I got to work out more, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. Her like belly piercing, I think, is my entire bright side.
Yeah. Her belly piercing is like terrified.
She's
the metal is like, ouch.
This is so fit. I've got no room to breathe. She doesn't have an ounce of that on her. So here's the news that I need this to happen. There's this fighter, Chris Cyborg Justino, who's off the chain. She's so good, it's ridiculous. But yeah, she's 10 pounds heavier than Rousey. Now, her name has been thrown in the mix for years. And it's like desperate times for anyone to fight Rousey because she
sure.
just, like, my goal for last match was like, get out of, can someone, you know, compete with her for a minute? Like,
yep.
It's so bad. It's like Serena Williams, basically, when she gets going. It's like everyone else is just like, is that a loose meat sandwich over the net? Like, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, what does it matter?
A bottle of sunscreen playing.
I just insulted all of women's tennis. I didn't mean it like that, but I mean, I know what you mean. It's like, forget it.
They're
like,
on a different level.
Yeah. It's Serena and then a bunch of other women play. But this woman, Cyborg, who just is just nutso potatoes, she's amazing. They think they're trying to do a December 5th at Cowboys Stadium. We're going.
Get thee to Dallas.
That would be, all right, but she has, here's the thing. She has to lose 10 pounds because she said she wants to fight. The whole argument before was that Cyborg was like, you know, put on some weight and come to my, you know, my weight class. Oh, thank God I don't have to say that in my career. It's like, why don't you eat a carrot if you want to be an actress, which I don't.
Why would you eat a carrot?
That's just too much. Breathe. Just have some celery. So she said she's going to drop down. She's 144.6 pounds. She's willing to fight Rousey at the 135-pound limit if she can prove that she can make it to 135. I don't know. I mean, physically, can you take off 10 pounds and then still maintain all that muscle?
I don't know. That seems...
We're taking callers.
Yeah, let us nutritionalists call in.
Hi, I've been working in the fitness industry for... Oh, okay. You sound like a creepo. But yeah, that just seems to me like...
I mean, they have all kinds of powders and creatine. Is that that's?
I think
thing,
she could lose 10 pounds, you know, quickly. But then how do you put on all that muscle? I mean, you know what I mean? Like her frame.
But they have to, like, she has to fight somebody.
I think she should fight Cyborg at 145.
Yeah. Like they have,
just fight Cyborg at a regular weight. That would be a fight.
Actually, when you said that, my brain switched to you talking about like chat room handles. You know, Cyborg at 145. She should just fight in this chat room for this AOL chat room.
Suddenly it's 1992 and we're in an AOL chat room. Hi, Ronda Rousey here. What are you up to? Now, I'm at Cyborg 144. I'd like to braid your hair till you lose consciousness. What?
Anyway.
Don't you think that would be a fair fight?
Yes. Yes.
Fight someone at 180.
Can't they just do like an exhibition match or something?
Yeah.
They can. It's like called a catch weight or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or but they don't want to do it somewhere. Because I was reading this article and they're saying they only push the women's bantamweight. They don't push the featherweight. So that's why Rousey is a bantamweight because
Rousey
like,
put on five. You come down five. We'll meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Have some Big Macs and tough it out.
I think everybody wants to see Ronda Rousey fight for more than 36 seconds.
Yeah, also, I want to see her fight, like, every 3 months, not once every two fucking years. Yeah. Don't you feel like UFC fights is like, in boxing, it's like, you just won, you're the champion of the world, it's September. We'll see you in the October of 2018, and you're like, why do you, I know your body has to repair itself, but, like, come on.
This is your chosen profession. Dance for me, dance.
I mean, we do stand-up every night. Yeah. It's exhausting. My back is constantly going out.
My body has never recovered.
Ever. Look at that photo. I'll post this.
God.
I mean, we're looking at Ronda Rousey's photo. Her body's sick. The fact that she is like can have that body and then it's like UFC.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She has that body. She's not even, like, her face isn't messed up because nobody even can touch her.
No one can get
like,
near
she's
her.
Not wrecked at all. She's just, like, pure muscle. Just, like, pure fighting machine.
If I got into a ring with Rousey, I would just shit my pants.
Yeah.
I just
Absolutely.
Would be like, ah! What do we have? That was, like, one of my favorite moments in all these episodes where we had the ultimate. We had Rousey fighting. A competitive match would be Rousey. Now, this is all at the same time. Versus Hope Solo when she's on a bender. Who's that little skating queen with the lead pipe?
Tonya Harding.
Tonya Harding. Tonya Harding with like a lead pipe.
Well, it was Jeff Galooly that had the lead pipe.
Yeah, but we're giving her a lead pipe.
She's got a lead pipe.
Hope
skate.
Solo on a bender, and they attack at one point.
Sure.
That would be amazing.
Sounds great.
That would be seriously
They'd probably
so
still
good.
Lose.
And Carla Fregolino, put her mouth in. Oh, I can't stand that woman. Okay, so this is the ultimate quote. This came out a couple weeks ago, and I forgot to mention it. So she says, Rousey deals with her fair share amount of body-shaming comments. I don't even, I can't even, whatever. Look at her body. Or people.
Can you even
blind?
Imagine what people say to her, though?
Yeah.
What men say to her, probably.
Yeah. And folks view her shape as masculine. Okay, masculine. This is, she's the most beautiful body. For some, this type of attention could get in the way of their training or fight. It would just be, I would just be crying in the corner, because how many times was I called masculine as a, up till probably about a year ago, until I grew my hair out. Just because my body was developed for a purpose other than fucking millionaires doesn't mean it's masculine. I think it's femininely badass as fuck, because there's not a single muscle on my body that isn't for a purpose, because I'm not a do-nothing bitch.
How old is Ronda Rousey?
I don't even know. 30?
Ageless?
28?
She's just like...
I think it just said she was born in 87. I was
quick
that.
Math, she's 48. Yeah, what is she, 20, what is that, 28,
right?
Wow, yeah. Just because my body was great. Developed for a purpose other than fucking millionaires doesn't mean it's masculine. It's so tremendous.
I love it. And she had that stare down at the ESPYs, too, towards Floyd Mayweather when he was like, what's it like, when she said,
"Yeah,
what's it like to be beaten by a woman, finally?
Oh, it was so great.
Oh, hell yeah.
We did that podcast that week. I was like, that's all I want to talk about. Yeah. Just what she's like, she's just...
Her and Serena both getting their, like, body shaming, I think. And I think the Serena thing is, in particular, I don't want to compare either of them, but...
Yeah.
I can see how much, like, race factors into it for Serena. Like, it's always factored into it for Serena and for Venus.
Yeah.
Because tennis is such a whitewashed sport.
Oh,
and
it's
I mean, it has been until, like, what, the past 20 years or so?
Yeah.
And not
still,
even. And
there's
still,
only like, a couple, Sloane Stephens, Madison Keys, I think is, Madison Keys, I think, might be, is it biracial? It's biracial, right? You never know, like, something you say and you're going to be like, that term went out 8 years ago. Yeah, as my dad would say, mulatto. I think he would drop that bomb and we'd hug ourselves.
Yeah.
He doesn't mean anything by it, but you know, he's
sure.
From the 50s. Actually the 30s. but anyway, there's a handful.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And I just think it's funny. I mean, you couldn't even have this conversation about this in sports. Like, the whole problem is what we see as masculine versus what we see as feminine. Like,
yeah.
None of that actually exists, you know, like there's just like people that are athletic and then people that are not, you know, it's not necessarily like feminine versus masculine.
Yeah.
It's just like there are a couple women that are coming up now in different sports that have been playing sports their whole lives.
Yeah.
And so they are catching us up with men that have been playing sports their whole lives. Like I wasn't allowed to play baseball.
Yeah.
I play baseball now. Like if I would have been able to play since I wanted to play.
Yeah.
I'd be so much better at baseball. You know what I mean? Like, it's just, we've been shut out, so now we're catching up. And so men are like, well, you look like a man. You know, like, that's the first thing they say to, like, shit on us.
Because
I used to play flag football. And when I was playing, like, they'd be like, girl play. Like, trying to make me feel bad, like I wasn't going to be good. And they put me at quarterback, and I'd throw the ball. And they'd be like, oh, what, you got a man on your team? You got an extra man? Like, it's always bothered me that it's both those things, you know, like,
oh, it's
like as a woman, like
so
you
gross.
Can't play because you're a woman. And then if you can play, like, oh, what are you, a man?
Yeah.
Like what are you even talking about?
Oh, I experienced it my entire life. Every time, like, you know, you excelled at a sport, it was just like, oh, man, that's good. You know, you throw like a dude. I'm like, no, I throw like a lady.
No, I throw.
Yeah, I throw. No,
I
can just throw.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
The whole thing is made up. The whole,
so
somebody just told me about a Mythbusters episode that where they busted the myth of throwing like a girl is not really a thing. It's just because, I haven't watched the episode, but in my scientific mind, it's simply because we're not taught to throw when we're kids.
Yeah.
You know, like, if you don't teach someone how to throw, they don't know how to throw. So then it's just somebody that doesn't know how to throw. It's not you throw like a girl.
Exactly.
Like you throw like somebody that hasn't. Anyway,
and you're not brought up as a female to be, you know, super aggressive,
right?
And to, I mean, my dad had hooked up a tire in the back of the back of our lawn so I could pitch, so I could do windmill pitching, and if I hit the tire, it was a strike, and you know, either I'm aiming for right through the middle, but if you hit anywhere on the tire, it was in the strike zone.
Yeah.
And my mom, who loved sports and was really supportive, was always like, do sports, do sports. She was just like, that's a little ridiculous.
Right.
And I'm like, no, I no, got to get the, I got to go to the strike zone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was still very much like I would be, it had nothing to do with being gay. It was like, because I didn't even realize it in my 20s. It was just, it was this tomboy. And then you're just like, no, this is just what I want to do.
Right.
Like, I love it so much.
Yeah. And it's so, there's a perfect example in the movie A League of Their Own, which is, and I think it applies to exactly what we're talking about. Like, they have this league, and then they make them do those, like, manners classes.
Oh, my God.
Like, you have to, as a woman, you have to keep one foot back in the house because, like, you can't fully commit. You know, like, it's like your mom being, like, super supportive to a point.
Yeah.
And then, like, hey, you're a lady.
I still wanted
three
girls.
You gotta stay a lady.
Yeah.
Don't stop being a lady, you know? And, like, what if we just stopped doing that?
Or when Marla Hooch was...
What a hitter.
What a hitter. With the longest camera angle. That makes me... It seriously
it's one
makes
of the
me
best
laugh.
Editing site. It's so good.
It's so good. It's ridiculous.
I love that movie.
A friend of mine, they bought, like, this sort of fixer-up boat in San Francisco, and they bought it for, like, a couple thousand dollars, and it's, like, the... like it was like christened in the 60s or something, but it's still like in really, you know, good shape anyway, but it's a little bit of an eyesore. They called it the SS Marla Hooch. And every time you go, how's their boat? And they go, what a hitter. Oh my God. It's so great. I love it so much.
Marla Hooch.
Marla Hooch.
What a hitter.
What a hitter. I love it. I love it. Well, yeah, I'd like to see, and also this is a good time before we wrap it up. The Women's Professional Baseball League, which I was like barely aware of because it gets no press and no support. Just when they won the gold medal a couple weeks ago in the Pan Am Games.
Yeah.
The gold medal. The men's team didn't. The women's team.
Right.
And there's this really good article, which I will attach and post, of the players saying, listen, you know, Monet Davis is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a French woman who I
believe... Oh, yeah, she's like 15 or 16.
Yeah,
she's like eligible now.
Eligible for Major
Stop.
League. Yeah. And they're like, these women are great, and they put us on the map, and it's great. But we have players on our team right now that are better than those two.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this baseball team is everything from high school players to, like, you know, plumbers in the offseason.
Yeah.
And they're 20. Like, it's just a mix and match
of
everything.
I am so glad that you told me about this, because I honestly feel like, I mean, I'm such like a feminist conspiracy theorist about, especially about sports and stuff, but like, I feel like I have been doing nothing but baseball. Like I've been super into it. I caught the fever like you have this season.
Yeah.
I'm just super into it. I think it's going to be a really fun playoff season. Plus I'm super into it.
Yeah.
How has my phone that like Facebook and Amazon and everything is like, oh, we know everything you're into. How has my phone not told me like, hey, did you know that there's a women's professional? How has this dumb phone that knows everything about me hasn't told me about that? I think there's like a plug-in that's blocking everybody from even knowing about these women
playing
baseball.
It is a plug-in.
So I'm going to walk out here
and
I'm going to follow all of them on Twitter.
It's the anti-fragiarian plug-in.
It's called a penis.
It's called the Pro Bowl plug-in. by the way, super creepy. I let this big truck in front of me go in front of me. He doesn't even wave at me like, thank you.
So
and then the truck goes on and he's got one of those fucking ball...
truck nuts?
Truck nuts.
Ugh.
And it was silver and they were huge.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
That's the worst.
Gross.
I still remember the first time I saw those.
Ugh.
And I was just like, what?
I was really doing you a favor. You don't even acknowledge,
you can't even say
and
thanks.
Then you put
then
truck
I have to look
nuts
at
in
your
front
balls.
Of my lesbo face. All right, I want Rousey to fight Cyborg at 1:45 and Rousey at 1:35. That I want to happen.
Yeah.
I want Melissa Gilbert to win. going
that
for Congress,
so
I want my
funny.
Mother. Oh wait, listen, we have to do this one quick thing before we get out of here. Because it's going to be weeks before I get back. This episode will next week, and then I'll be back in a couple weeks. As I'm coming here, you get the update on the phone. Let me just pause for 1 second. I am going to research everything I can about this Women's Professional Baseball League.
Mm-hmm.
And I get all this information on ESPNW.
Okay.
Because it's such a killer website that I mention every week because it really, it covers every sport, but it really does all these really interesting stories for, you know, women's sports that are on the outskirts.
Yeah. I'm so glad you sent that to me because I didn't even know about it.
And it's really great. So go to ESPNW. The Geno Smith, quarterback for the New York Jets, gets sucker punched in the locker room, broke his jaw. He's out like 6 to 8 weeks. And that's why I said in the beginning of the podcast that my mother will not be playing quarterback for the Jets. It's like, it literally, like, if there's a wah, 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 that goes hand in hand with the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
And who the F, Cole Cox, your court, anybody.
Yeah.
Anybody. You go after your own your teammate, your quarterback, which everyone knows is like hands off the prince.
Yeah, you don't hit the quarterback.
They're China dolls. You don't go near the quarterback.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe he wasn't wearing his red jersey at the time.
He was in the locker room, Aaron. I like that one, though. That's a good one. And the guy that hit him, I tried to Google his name, and it came back, nobody cares. So obviously, this is ridiculous. I have to say, then they were interviewing like Herm Edwards, and they're like, you know, what would happen if you were the coach? And he's like, well, you know, you'd have to address the players. And I'm like, you go into the locker room and you guys, you'll cut it out. You guys, we just lost our quarterback.
Knock it off.
Hey, you guys, no hitting. Like, first of all, you fire that douche immediately. I don't care if he's your best player. I've never heard of him. So I bet, then again, I don't know the starting lineup at the Jets that well. And then you it's a brand new coach. It's Todd Bowles from Arizona. Brand new coach. This is like day four with the team, and you lose your quarterback. And it was already a little bit of like, is he going to have a good year? Is it going to be all right? Ryan Fitzpatrick is the backup who works harder on getting that mustache than his actual play on the field. And now you're like, oh my God, why did I take the head coaching position? And Rex Ryan's like, yeah, I get to coach the Bills. And he doesn't have a quarterback. Mom, you're employed. I just like, what do you say? What do you say to your team? What do you say to your team? It was something over like a $600 bet about something. A dispute. Oh, a $600 dispute, which is what they make in like every 10 seconds.
That's ridiculous.
Anyway, I thought that was hysterical.
Yeah, don't let women play sports.
Yeah. Just more violence.
Just continue to let men kick the shit out of each other on and off the field and bet.
But women playing baseball, this is ridiculous.
This would be terrible. They might get hurt.
Oh, my God. They might talk it out too long on the field, which actually probably would happen. Feel-good moment of the week. In the vein of sweet, sweet, sweet baseball, I will post this video, and I know it's an audio show, but this video is so great.
The audio from this is pretty fantastic.
Oh, I wonder if we could cue in. Can we lock in the audio? Do I have to?
Plug in right there.
Oh, okay. Let's try to lock in the audio.
Just because the announcer goes like, ho! Like, he gets so into it.
Oh, hold on. I'll just edit the chart out if I go to panic.
Turn up your volume a bit on the laptop.
I think, I'm not sure if this is the video. I think it is, right?
Looks like it.
2-2 to Kemp. And he reaches up, lines that one to left, and what a snag by the ball girl. Nice!
I love it.
Take a stand. Let's go ahead and make this our Bill Howe play of the game. She's getting a standing ovation from the fans behind third base.
It was so awesome.
I love it. And she goes straight into a hat tip. It's not even a hat tip.
The nonchalant handing of the ball to the kid.
Yeah. Yeah, straight into it. She tips
she's
that.
She's like, whoa. Even she was like, oh, I snagged it. Just like recovered. Oh, so good.
And then turns around and gives the ball. Everything was so nonchalant. She gives the ball to a little boy right next to her. It was a leaping grab. It was so awesome.
She snagged it out of the air.
It was so great. Feel good moment of the week. Because it's a lady and she knows how to catch a ball.
Like women can play baseball.
She's a La Quinta High School graduate. Her name is JJ Hartung. We'll find her on the web. Fifth year being a ball girl for the Padres. And then I wrote that down and I go, wait, is that a real job? Yeah. And then I wrote a note right under it. Get that job.
Find out age limit.
Well, can I do it with a back brace on and a flask? Ball girl. Last year on August 1st, right around this time, her boyfriend proposed to her on the field and they're getting married in 2 weeks. 26 years old, played softball,
she's 26.
Loyola Marymount. Maybe there's a cutoff. I think once you hit 40, they're like, yeah, maybe you can hand out water to seniors. Is it senior night? J.J. Hartung, feel-good moment of the week, it made the play of the game, and I think it was like the second inning.
Yeah.
I guess the Padres had a pretty low bar.
It's pretty low.
It was awesome. It was so fun. It was like that video where you're like, yes, lady power. And also a feel-good moment of the week, your play at third base.
Thanks.
Your play at third base.
My playing at third base.
You're a spokeswoman for women's baseball.
Yeah, I am. Tip of the cap.
We're going to do a little, I'm going to do some nerdy research for the women's baseball team. Congratulations. Gold medalists. Gold medalists at the Pan Am Games. That's amazing, too. That's another feel-good moment. So many feel-good moments.
So many feel-good moments.
Feel-good moments. Oh, I like a good pun. Where can people see you? What's up with your life?
They can see me at Put Your Hands Together every Tuesday at 8 at UCB if you're in Los Angeles. And it's also a podcast, so you can check that out.
That's awesome.
So check that out. Aaron's been on it. It's super funny. Then I'm on Twitter at Rhea Butcher, R-H-E-A-B-U-T-C-H-E-R, and Instagram with the same handle.
Nice.
And then
I'm
going
to
be going on tour with Cameron Esposito, my fiance, also a hilarious stand-up comic all over this fall. And those dates are on my website and Twitter and Instagram.
That's like a dream comedy team.
It is a dream comedy team.
You
Our
guys are
tour
both
is
awesome.
Called She Said, She Said.
Oh, I love it.
So
go see these ladies on tour. They're amazing stand-up comics. And a huge thank you to Aaron. Thank you, Aaron. All Things Comedy. At Rhea Butcher for All Things Comedy. And also, you'll post a photo of your peach hat.
Oh, yeah. It's already up there.
It's already
up
there.
You can go see it.
She just did it while I was saying, hey, are you going to put... Ah! It's already been entered.
I already picked the filter.
I am at AaronKFoley.com, at Aaron Foley Comic on Twitter. I tweet at least once every 3 to 4 hours a month. And we are going to be doing our 100th episode in a couple weeks. This will air next week, the week after. I get off a cruise ship. I have 24 hours, and then I'm doing Yuck Yucks in Calgary. And so I will sneak in the 100th episode between those dates. But if you're in Calgary, go see me at Yuck Yucks. Sports without balls, fans, friends, family, have the best week of your life.